WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today, we're diving into something that's impacting all of us more than ever. Technology. Our smartphones, laptops, social media feeds, they're designed to be addictive, pulling at our dopamine receptors like a siren song. Ever notice how you can spend hours scrolling through your feed, even when there's nothing particularly interesting happening? You know that feeling when you finally put the phone down and realize you've completely lost track of time? That's your dopamine getting hijacked. We're all addicted to the constant stream of notifications, likes, and updates, but it's slowly changing our brains. So how does technology affect our dopamine levels? And more importantly, what can we do about it? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can help you reclaim control over your well-being. First off, understand this. Technology triggers dopamine releases in ways that natural rewards simply don't. Think about it. The feeling of accomplishment after finishing a challenging task, a genuine laugh with friends, or even that delicious bite of your favorite food, those all release dopamine, but they're tied to real-world experiences and genuine progress. Technology offers instant gratification, often for very little effort. A notification pops up, you click on it, bam, dopamine hit. But this constant cycling of quick rewards rewires our brains to crave that same instant satisfaction, making it harder to appreciate the slower, more fulfilling rewards in life. You're basically training your brain to be a dopamine junkie, constantly seeking those little digital highs. Second, social media is a master manipulator of our dopamine system. The curated lives we see online can trigger feelings of inadequacy and comparison, leading to a constant desire for validation through likes and comments. It's like being on an emotional roller coaster, riding the highs of validation but crashing down when the attention fades. This creates a vicious cycle of seeking approval and chasing that fleeting dopamine rush. Third, technology disrupts our natural sleep-wake cycles. The blue light emitted from screens suppresses melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Ever notice how scrolling through your phone before bed can make it nearly impossible to switch off? This lack of quality sleep further impacts dopamine regulation, leaving you feeling more irritable, less focused, and craving even more stimulation throughout the day. Fourth, remember this. Multitasking isn't actually a superpower. When we juggle multiple devices and tasks, our brains are constantly switching gears, leading to fragmented focus and decreased productivity. It's like trying to eat your lunch while riding a roller coaster. It's chaotic, stressful, and ultimately leaves you feeling drained. Finally, it's all about conscious choices. We can't ignore technology's impact on our lives, but we can choose how we interact with it. Think of yourself as the CEO of your own brain. Make intentional decisions to protect your dopamine reserves and create a more balanced lifestyle. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student who's constantly glued to her phone. Notifications are pinging, emails are flooding in, and social media is demanding attention. She feels overwhelmed, anxious, and exhausted, yet she can't seem to break free from the digital vortex. Sound familiar? Sarah's story isn't unique. It reflects the struggles of many people trying to navigate a world saturated with technology. But what if Sarah made some conscious changes? What if she set aside designated tech-free time each day, prioritized face-to-face interactions, and used her phone intentionally rather than passively scrolling? Imagine how much more energized, focused, and fulfilled she'd feel. Remember, regaining control over your dopamine is about finding that sweet spot between embracing technology's benefits and protecting your well-being. So, what can you do right now to start reclaiming your dopamine? Maybe turn off notifications for a few hours each day, engage in a screen-free hobby, or simply take a mindful walk outside. Even small changes can make a huge difference. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word and create a more mindful, dopamine-balanced world together. Until next time, keep striving for that sweet spot, and remember, your well-being is worth fighting for.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.